Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in 2 Samuel chapter 11, sort of a low point in David's life. And if you've been with us in previous episodes, you know what's going on. That it's springtime, is the time when the kings go out to battle. David sent his army out to battle, but he stayed home. And after he woke up one afternoon from a nap, he goes up and he's walking around the top of the roof of his house, and he looks over and sees on the lower roof over there a very beautiful woman bathing. He inquires of who it is, and he finds out that it's one of his mighty men's wife, Bathsheba. David sends for her, sends messengers, so there's plurality of people who know about this, sends messengers, and he took her. It's how it's described in verse 4, took her. And when she came to him, he laid with her. So he took her in several ways. Yeah, I'm gagging over it, right? And then she purified herself and arose and went home. Well, a while later, she's expecting a baby. She sends word to David about it, and David says, okay. So then he sends for her husband, who's off at the battlefield. He comes home. And he inquires, how's the battle going? How's everything going? You know, he has a meal with him and all that. And he says, oh, that's great, that's great. You go on home tonight and just enjoy yourself. Well, Uriah, the husband, refused to do that. And David heard about it. So he asked him, he says, hey, why you come from this long journey? You've been to battle. Why didn't you go down to your house? And Uriah said, I can't do that. He says, the ark is living in the tent. Israel and Judah, they're in temporary shelters. And Joab and all my buddies are out there camping in the battle, you know. Am I supposed to come home and go to my house and eat and drink and lie with my wife? I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do that kind of thing. And that's where we left off. If we pick up the story, verse 12 of 2 Samuel 11. Then David said to Uriah, okay, well, stay here today also, and tomorrow I will let you go. So Uriah remained in Jerusalem that day and the next. Okay? So he stayed there another day because the king told him to. Verse 13. Now David called him, and he ate and drank before him, and he made him drunk. David made Uriah drunk. Well, how do you make somebody drunk? Well, that happens all the time, does it not? Here, have another one. Take another one. No, no, I've had enough. No, 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 you must go ahead. And particularly if the king is the one that's making you do this. So he made him drunk, and in the evening he went out to lie on his bed with the Lord's servants. But he did not go down to his house. So he did the same thing again, though right now he's in a little bit of an altered state of consciousness. He's drunk. But even in a drunken state, he would not go home. He would not go to his wife. Now, why did David want him to go to his wife? Well, yeah, David needed some plausible deniability right here. You know, yeah, the servants knew that Bathsheba had been with David. But when, you know, word comes out that she's having a baby, David's going to be able to point and say, well, no, no, her husband was home about that same time. He was here. He was here two or three nights. Remember, y'all? Must be his kid, right? So, verse 14. Now in the morning, David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it by the hand of Uriah. So he couldn't get Uriah to do what he wanted him to do to cover himself. So now he has to go to plan B. Listen to plan B. He writes a letter to Joab. Joab's the leader of the army. And he sends it by the hand of Uriah. Uriah's a trustworthy guy. So he's sending this letter, and he sealed this letter. I'll guarantee he sealed it where Uriah couldn't read it. But Uriah could have opened it up, right? He could have opened it up and read it. Listen what the letter said, verse 15. He had written in the letter saying, place Uriah in the front line of the fiercest battle and withdraw from him so that he may be struck down and die. Yeah, this is King David. This is the guy whose heart is after God, and it is. This is the guy that the Spirit of the Lord was with him, and it was. But he was distracted. He was distracted by a beautiful woman. He already had at least a half a dozen wives, if not more. He had many wives, and even, we'll see later on when the Lord corrects him over this, the Lord actually says to him, if you'd wanted more wives, just ask me and I'd give you more. But he took, and now he's trying to cover up his sin. He couldn't get Uriah to do it, so now he's just going to execute Uriah. And he's going to do it in some kind of way that he thinks is real slick. But look at all the people being drawn into this. Joab's being drawn into it. And he's saying, hey, put him at the tip of the spear, for the worst part of the battle. And when the battle is as fierce as, pull everybody back from it to where you can make sure that he's struck down and that he dies. So it was, as Joab kept watch on the city, that he put Uriah at the place where he knew there were valiant men. In other words, most dangerous spot where the enemy was. The men of the city went out and fought against Joab, and some of the people among David's servants fell, and Uriah the Hittite also died. So it wasn't just Uriah that died. It was other servants that died because David was doing this little ploy right here to try to get rid of some things. Verse 18. Then Joab sent and reported to David all the events of the war. So hang on a second. Let me remind you. Remember how Joab had been. Joab had killed somebody he shouldn't have killed. And Joab's a guy that would play both ends against the middle. And we'll see at the end of David's life what he does with Joab. But David knew that the, I don't even know where the chicanery of Joab could be useful, which is what he did right here. So Joab sends a report back. Verse 19, Joab charged the messenger saying, when you finish telling all the events of the war to the king, and if it happens that the king's wrath rises and he says to you, why did you go so near to the city to fight? Did you not know that they would shoot down from the wall? So that gives us some insight as to what happened. Verse 21. Who struck down Abimelech, the son of Jerubbisheth? I said Jerubbisheth. So he knows that David's going to be upset about that. Did not a woman throw down an upper millstone on him from the wall so that he died at Thebes? So he's giving an example. In other words, haven't you learned from the tactics you don't get too close to the wall? If you get too close to the wall, they're going to throw a rock on top of you and kill you. They're going to throw boiling tar on you and kill you. And again, why did you go so near? So he tells this messenger, if the king is mad and starts asking, why did you come so near? Why did you come so near? Why did these people die? Then you shall say, your servant Uriah the Hittite is dead also. In other words, save that for the last, messenger. If the king starts getting mad and angry about what happened with this particular incident, say that. Verse 22, so the messenger departed and came and reported to David all that Joab had sent him to tell him. The messenger said to David, the men prevailed against us and came out against us in the field, but we pressed them as far as the entrance of the gate. Moreover, the archers shot at your servants from the wall, so some of the king's servants are dead, and your servant Uriah the Hittite is also dead. Then David said to the messenger, thus you shall say to Joab, do not let this thing displease you, for the sword devours one as well as another. Make your battle against the city stronger and overthrow it, and so encouraging. In other words, he says, well, sometimes stuff happens. Sometimes things happen. In other words, I've received what the communication is. I understand what's being said here. The last two verses of chapter 11 says this. Now, when the wife of Uriah, this is Bathsheba, and she's always described as the wife of Uriah from now on. When she heard that Uriah, her husband, was dead, she mourned for her husband. When the time of mourning was over, David sent and brought her to his house, and she became his wife, then bore him a son. But the thing that David had done was evil in the sight of the Lord. David thought it was all over with. David thought it was fine. It worked out okay. You know, maybe I shouldn't have done this, but you know, I bring her in here. I'm going to take care of this kid. I'm going to take care of her as a wife. It's all okay. The thing that David did was evil in the sight of the Lord. We're going to see some more about that. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you next episode. Goodbye.